Welcome to the Real Estate Podcast. It's another moment.
It's rainy season,
and this time around, we're going to talk about how to identify bad tenants. Yeah, that's right.
So tonight, we're going to discuss what and what we need to look out for when we are searching for that great tenant. Now, before we move, I'd like to tell you that whenever you are renting your apartment to anyone or to any tenant, look out for these things. You know, the tenants that love to be in a hurry. Yeah. The ones that want to rent the apartment immediately, look out for those ones. Don't ever leave in your place. Do you know why? Because they're in a hurry. Don't get lured by that. They want to pay immediately and they want to pay in cash. Don't ever accept them, because this person might be in the process of eviction. He might be evicted from his other apartment and he just wants to rush into your own building, which means you may not have the time to carry out your background search. Now, the second thing you need to look out for is the ones that refuse to fill your application form or question the application process. Some persons do that a lot. And once you notice that a tenant refuses to fill your application form or question your application process, don't ever go for that tenant. If they refuse to fill your application quite all right, that could indicate that there are some things that they don't want to disclose to you, or they want you to give them preferential treatment. It doesn't work like that. So don't go for that. The third one is they give you wrong details. Most tenants do that. You ask them for their referrals, they give you a wrong number, a wrong address, a wrong name. Even their own names, they lie about it. Don't ever fall for their scheme. That is one thing, one red flag you need to look out for. Check your resources well. Just look around. Carry out your research before you take in that tenant, because once the referrals are wrong, once the reference numbers are wrong, once the names are wrong, then something will definitely be wrong when the person gets into your property. Then the fourth one is the one that lies about his income. He might be earning, let's say, 50,000 naira a month, and he'll tell you that he earns 200,000 naira a month, just to make sure that you rent the apartment to him. Don't ever fall for that scheme. Then look out for those that have more than one address within 2 years. Know the reason why they've been moving from one property to another. Yes, always look out for those ones. Look out for that particular red flag, because something must have been wrong. There should be a good or perfect explanation for them moving addresses or changing addresses within 2 years. Yes. Then look out for those that have a criminal history. Yeah. Some persons do have a criminal history. Always look out for those ones. Bad tenants always tend to be serial offenders, or smokers, or just some sort of persons that do things that are illegal. Just look out for those things. You can simply do a Google search on their names or go to their social media platforms. Know the kind of person they are.
Thank you very much for listening on our wonderful podcast. Do well to follow this or avoid these instructions given to you today. Make sure you identify the bad tenant before the person gets into your property and you have to deal with the headaches. Thank you for listening. Do well to visit our podcast anytime.